have you been roasted by a child, okay? When have you been roasted by a child? Your child, a child, any child. Reason being, our boss Nick told Callum in the office this epic story about him and how he's been roasted lately by his own children, right?
Yes.
So we've dragged Nick in early, normally would be until after nine or so, because Callum says this is an amazing story, you need to get it on the air. Again, when you've been roasted by a child, 087 711 1038. Morning, Nick.
Hey guys, how are you? Delighted to get out of the house early this morning. It's absolutely, between the hours of 7 and 8 a.m., and 5 and 7pm is just, if you're a parent of young children, you can relate. Those are like, those are the hours of carnage.
It's are like, you saying you only see your kids for 3 hours a day?
Is that what you're saying?
Because that's what I really said.
That sounds ideal.
When you put it like that, it's I'm not seeing them a lot, am I? And the hours that I am seeing them, it's like, wow, it is full flat to the mat.
God. So at that time of the evening, now is a lovely relaxing time for us, isn't
it,
guys?
Oh, so nice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm doing later?
What?
No idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell me more. What's that like? What's that like? And what do you do when you sit?
You're not going to watch later. Anything I want.
Okay, keep going.
You know, I might go to town and might stay at home. Who knows?
You're having kiddie problems though, Nick.
Yeah, I get roasted by my children. So I wanted to tell you, this has just randomly come out of nowhere. Essentially, I knew you guys were talking about being roasted by kids. I was like, I've got stories for days. I'll tell you this, right? It's normally you would think, what, mum, dad, I'd get called dad, right?
Yeah.
No, my three-year-old calls me big fella.
So hold on, you walk into a room and he's like, all right, big fella.
No, it's more so if I ask him to do something. Ollie, get your shoes on, we've got to leave. Righto, big fella.
That's a lie. Is that real?
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
Surely someone told him to say this.
I'm sorry, since when?
It's probably been about a month.
That's
now.
Excellent.
Oh, no,
and
that's
do you correct him?
Do you know, I can't help but laugh. Do you know when that happens? You're like, I want to make this right, but also this is amazing.
And have you asked your family members who may have encouraged him to start saying this?
I reckon he's getting it from a TV.
TV or something.
Yeah. Because sometimes he'll go with Big Blue Guy. All right, Big Blue Guy, which is from...
Bluey.
Bluey.
Yes.
Big Blue Guy.
Yeah.
Big Blue Guy.
Bandit, the dad, is sometimes the Big Blue Guy.
That's something you can't really use in that many scenarios. But
no.
Big Guy or Big Fella is definitely a favourite of mine.
Ollie,
I love that.
Eat your damn breakfast. Yep, got that, Big Fella. Yep. And he's three. He can barely string a sentence together, but I'm Big Fella.
That's amazing.
You know, that was the nickname that they gave to Michael Collins. So
what was it?
He was an Irish hero. So he's... I would take that as a compliment.
Big Fella.
Maybe he's doing real advanced history in place.
Must have learned it in crash.
Do you know what? Yeah, we're looking for it this morning when you've been roasted by a child. But that sounds like, I'm sure you're delighted.
I'm kind of into it.
Because like you're in the gym, you're working hard, and then your three-year-old's going, all right, big fella.
I do feel like he's taking the mick out of you though, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that respectful.
Very cheeky.
I'm obsessed. I love it.
All right. Thanks a mil, Nick.
Guys, thanks for having me in early this morning.
No problem, big fella. No problem at all.
087-711-103. We'd love to hear from you on this morning. When you've been roasted by a child, again, big fella, the disrespect.
They
you
have
know?
No filter, those kids.
No, they don't.
Kids
imagine calling
days.
Your dad big fella.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I can start calling my dad big fella.
Better again, I think, is the accidental roasting when they don't realise what they said is kind of offensive.
That's pretty much most of it, isn't it?
Yeah,
they just say what they see.
All right, when have you been roasted by a child? Your voice notes, we love them. We love voice notes around here. 087 711 1038 or get your stories over to us on WhatsApp this morning.
He was just telling us how his, his 4 or 5 year old, 3 year old keeps calling him big fella.
Love that. So I hope that continues for the rest of his life.
Eat your dinner and he'd say,
right on, big fella.
We'll do big fella. So funny.
When have you been roasted by a child? 087 711 1038. We'd love to hear from you. David, has this happened to you? Yeah, you've got kids?
Constantly. I have an 11-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh no, so
oh,
you're
God.
In the thick of it.
The 6-year-old, he's 6 next week, sorry. Six.
Right.
3.
You think it was 3 and he's actually 6.
That's a bit.
He's 6, yeah.
Bit of a difference.
He's double.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Off to a good start. Tell me, how do they roast you?
You're constantly just called bro.
What do you mean, bro? Where's that coming from?
Oh, explain. Give me an example.
Right. It's time to go to bed. Oh, bro, what do you mean?
Stop. That's unreal.
And do you know where they're getting that from? Is on the TV program or something?
Yeah, I think it must be TV. Or, do you know the American YouTube kids?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be YouTubers.
Okay, yeah. Listen, thanks a million for that, David. Cheers.
No problem. Have a good,
good
day.
Good luck, David. Bye.
Bye, David.
Talk to you later.
Where are they getting bro?
No, but I just
what
thought, like,
stupid question.
But maybe there's a TV show where they're like, they're calling their parents bro.
I call you bro, to be fair.
Yeah, but if you were 3 years old.
You're going to call your dad bro.
No, you're not going to call your dad funny. Bro. But yeah, I'd call you bro. Like, you just call random people, bro. Oh, bro. Like, it's kind of just one of those things, isn't it? It's
I don't
like,
think at 3 years are meant to be that cool, though.
Maybe I'm not down yeah. with the kids.
087-711-103. Let us know. When have you been roasted by a child?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Inspired by our boss, Nick. He's got a couple of kids, and instead of being called dad, he's being responded to with, all right, big fella.
Will do, big fella.
He's like, the disrespect. 087-711-103. We'd love to know when you have been roasted by a kid. Meg, tell us all.
Okay, so I used to work in a crash a few years back, and I mean, children are mean, so yeah. I mean, a child turned around to me, just randomly playing with his blocks, and he just turns and he goes, you have a fat head. Oh, okay. And then there was another child who, like that, just in the middle of an activity, turns around to me and goes, you look like a leopard. And I was like, why is that? You have a lot of spots in your face.
No! Oh, God, that's
rough.
You're just busy working away, minding your own business, and then you get absolutely slammed.
Yeah, I hope you went to HR about that kid, did you?
Oh, no, I literally was like, oh, thanks so much. Like, you know, you have to be so nice to them.
Yeah, just cry yourself to sleep.
Oh, my God. Talk about your confidence being on the floor as soon as you come out of work. Like,
you know what, I'm going to compliment a creche worker today. They probably need it.
Yeah. There's one on the phone right now.
Yeah, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much, Meg. Talk to you later, pet.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. My niece Florence, when she got real obsessed with like a weighing scales and figuring out what that meant, she was up and counting her numbers, whatever. I don't know. Can't remember what weight she was. Say like 3 stone or whatever, you know. Yeah. She'd be like, 3, what are you? And I'd hop on and she'd go, whoa, that's so heavy. Like, thank you, child. Thank you,
amazing.
Thank you.
I
love how honest they are. They're like little Simon Cowells. I don't know.
Orla, when have you been roasted by a child?
So 7 years ago, I had my baby girl and my son was about 5. Mm. And he came into the hospital, as you do, to see our new baby sister. And he goes, oh, ma'am, the baby is out. But why is your belly still so fat?
Oh, for Christ's sake. Oh, as if it just magically disappears like that. That's exactly what you needed after giving birth to an actual human, right?
You're like, do you know what I've been through? That's,
you just have to love your kids.
I know.
That's some good advice.
I suppose you do.
Cheers. Thanks, Mel, for that, Orals.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. When have you been roasted by a child? 087-711-103 is the number if you want to get your voice notes in. This voice note in from Amy.
So I work in a crash, so as you can imagine, I'm roasted every single day by the kids. Yeah. And my kids are young. One of the days I went into the crash and I would always wear makeup into work. But this morning, I think I was in work for 8 o'clock or something, so I said absolutely not. So I didn't put any makeup on and I went in. The first thing one of the child said to me was, what's wrong with your face? Are you sick? No, I just don't have any makeup on. But yeah, I get roasted every single day in my job and it's so funny. All you can do is laugh. All you can do is laugh.
I guarantee you though, if you didn't wear makeup all the time and then wore makeup one day,
they'd say the same thing.
Yeah, oh my God, you're like a princess.
No, they'd say, what's going on with your face?
Well, that's true.
It's not just kids as well. My friend is a secondary school teacher and she texted me one day and she was like, one of the girls said to me, Niamh, how do you slick back your hair? And she was like, I knew she knew it was grease. Little wet.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
My own niece, when she got fascinated by weighing scales, asked me to hop up and went, oh my God, that's so heavy, when I got on the weighing scales. It just doesn't make you feel great about yourself.
I
wonder what we said as kids, like,
that's
to our parents.
True.
We were good as gold. Oh, kind children, yeah. We were.
Maria, you're getting roasted by your own child, are you?
Yeah, so she's 3, so we're stuck in traffic one day and she turned around and she told me to feck and drive, mummy. Because the traffic had moved on, I hadn't noticed.
Feck and drive, mummy.
I love that.
Mommy.
Talk about a backseat driver.
That's
love that.
So funny. Yeah. God, Maria.
And now she just does it because she knows it's funny.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. If you laugh, you're done for that.
Yeah. That's it.
Thanks, Maria.
Thanks, bye.
Good luck, bye.
Talk to you later.
Karen was on. She said, I used to work in a preschool. I had specific clothes I would wear to work because they would get covered in paint and Play-Doh. One four-year-old girl looked me up and down and said, do you have any other clothes? You wore that top last week. Oh my God, she's going to be a nasty, nasty girl in school.
That's everyone's like biggest fear, dressing themselves. Everyone's going to remember when you last wore it. That's so brilliant. Funny.
Charlene was on.
My 11-year-old son roasted me. I was saying to my husband, I'd only started back at the gym a couple of weeks before, and I was like, oh, I've lost like 3 or 4 pounds. Like,
brilliant.
Feeling good, healthy. The young fella just pipes up and goes, where? You look the exact same. So, like, while my husband was choking on his drink, trying to cover up the fact that he was laughing at that, he eventually was like, no, we don't say that to mommy. And I was just like, oh, great. Then I had to get hearing aids about a year and a half ago for hearing loss, because the two of them kept saying, you're deaf. And I was like, no, yous are just mumbling. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to go and get a hearing test. And I came back with hearing aids. Safe to say they roasted me. They're still roasting me for that.
I love it.
Oh my God, poor thing. We got a message in from Lauren as well. She said, my boyfriend's sister is 10 and I'm 26 weeks pregnant. She's going away in 3 weeks. She says, I'm talking about wearing bikinis, etc. And the 10-year-old says, ew, everyone's going to see your stretch marks. She goes, I'm like, sorry, I don't have one stretch mark to my name. You little weapon.
I love that.
The neck. She just heard the word stretch marks and heard that it makes
feet. Yeah, and pregnancy.
Jamie was on as well.
My little lad is 3. And if I'm giving out to him, if he's misbehaving, he turn around to me and say, go on hard, man.
What'd she say?
Go on hard, man.
No, he doesn't.
If I said that to my dad.
I want to hear that again.
Go on hard, man.
Oh, you can actually feel your blood
They're
boiling.
Fighting words, man. They are fighting words.
Oh, that would be so annoying. How would Donna react to that?
Oh,
Dave?
God, I'd be kilt. I'd be black and blue.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.